TV sucks these days. I never thought I'd get to an age where I could just go weeks without watching any of this crap. I guess I'm getting old.
You're not getting old.
Thanks, but I don't believe that. The truth is out there.
What?
That old show, The X-Files, they used to say that. The truth is out there. I used to like that show.
Honey, you're rambling.
I know.
You don't have to be nervous. I'm sure the doctor will come in here and it'll be good news.
Shouldn't I be the one saying that to you?
Sorry to keep you guys waiting. We just had a backlog at the lab.
Is it good news?
How bad is it?
Not very good, I'm afraid. Although the cancer in your cervix has been clear for the last 2 years, it's still not viable for you to have a baby. I'm really sorry.
Surely there's something you can do. I mean, ningenza amatest, do something. You can't just tell me this is it.
Yeah, Kolis. I know this isn't the news you were expecting.
You damn right it wasn't. You people are useless. We pay thousands and thousands every year to you people. And for what? Tell me, for what? Thanks for nothing. To our miserable, babyless life. Cheers.
You should really slow down.
Why? It's not like I'm gonna be knocked up anytime soon.
We have other options. We could adopt or try a surrogate.
Oh, you could carry our baby.
You know that's not my thing.
Well, congratulations to you. You can actually choose to not have a child. Some of us aren't that lucky. Barman, another round of shots here.
You should slow down. It's the middle of the day and you can barely stand.
It's my life. What did I do that was so bad that I'd get punished like this? First, cancer. I go for surgeries and treatments and the whole thing, and I beat that. Beat it. And now this?
I know, it's not fair.
You're damn right it's not fair.
I gotta take this, it's work. Zora, I told you not to call me on my day off unless the sky is falling.
The sky is falling?
What's happening?
The woman you were prosecuting for killing her husband, she was stabbed in prison.
What? Her trial is supposed to start tomorrow. Is she going to be okay?
No, you need to come in.
I'll be right there. Honey?
Let me guess. You have to go to the office again.
I'm sorry. It's this big case I'm working on.
When are you going to work on it?
That's not fair.
Like you said, life isn't fair. Just go.
Miss Mkize. How do you think I should feel about the prosecutor not being here for the special hearing?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Miss Sokiala was on leave today, and she wasn't expecting to be with us today.
They're called special hearings for a reason, because you don't expect them.
Yet another example of how the state has mishandled my client's case.
My apologies, Your Honor.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
How nice of you to join us.
Mr. Donovan, this is my courtroom, so leave the snarky remarks to me.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Nice of you to join us, Ms. Sokiala. I understand the accused in tomorrow's case is no longer able to stand trial.
Yes, Your Honor. My client was fatally stabbed last night at Westfall Correctional.
What were the charges?
Murder in the first, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the defense would like to file an immediate motion to dismiss. My client is not here to meet her accusers, and I think it's only fair. The woman is dead after all.
She's no less dead than the men she killed.
Allegedly killed.
Your Honor, the state would like to file a motion to convict in absentia. The victim and his family deserve at least that.
Are you seriously doing this right now?
We have her signed confession.
All you care about is your conviction rate. Your Honor, have some sympathy for the family. Haven't they been through enough?
We are truly living in a strange time. But I accept the victim's need for justice, however little, is far greater than the plaintiff's need to be protected from being disgraced. I'll grant the motion to convict in absentia.
Yes. This is a joke. Do you people have no shame?
Smanga, calm down.
No, no, I won't calm down. First my father, then my mother, and now this? This is nonsense.
Order. Order in this court.
This is a travesty. You people are animals. Pure animals. My mother is dead.
Hey.
Hey.
About what happened in there, you know it wasn't personal.
It never is. You look great.
Stop. You know I'm done dating guys, and besides, I'm with someone.
It doesn't mean you don't deserve to be told how beautiful you look.
I gotta go.
Wait, I have something for you. Cynthia left this envelope in her cell with your name on it. It's a series of these nice little matchstick figure drawings she started doing while she was in prison.
You opened these?
I was her lawyer. What was I gonna do? Not open them?
These are beautiful.
Yeah, she was getting good at them. She had a great left hand.
Thank you for these. Most people would have just tossed them in the trash.
I'm not most people.
I remember. I gotta go.
I guess I'll see you around.
Coco, are you busy?
Of course not. Please come in.
You did good today. It didn't feel like it when the judge was hounding me, asking me where you were.
Well, you stalled him until I got there. And we got our win, and that's all that matters.
Thank you.
That's why I'm going to make you lead chair tomorrow.
What?
Yes. You worked just as hard on this, so you should get to make our case on this.
That's amazing. Thank you. I don't even know what to say.
Tell me your statement.
Wait, what?
Tell me your statement. What are you going to say when you get up to that judge to convince him to convict a dead woman of killing her husband?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
I wasn't really ready for this. On September the 20th of 2018, a Cynthia Jezi, a 42-year-old woman from Guamashu, stood at a taxi stop where she was wearing a green printed dress and waited there for a few minutes before she got onto the taxi. She paid 8 rand and spoke to nobody during the 12-minute ride, where she got off at K Section Police Station. It was a busy day, so she sat at the bench and waited while other people did what they were there to do, reporting muggings, filing restraining orders, and getting documents certified.
Next!
Then she got called up and she told the police,
"I've killed my husband."
The police laughed, of course, but Cynthia wasn't joking. She took out a bloody shoe from her bag and told the police how she'd repeatedly swung her right hand and killed her husband.
Wait, what?
What? Did I say something wrong?
Repeat that last part.
She'd repeatedly swung her right hand and killed her husband.
You said right hand.
Yeah. The police report said the husband had been struck repeatedly on the left side of his neck. So whoever did the crime was right-handed.
Where's the confession?
What?
Cynthia's confession, where is it?
It's right here.
I, Cynthia Jezi, declare that I killed my husband by striking him, blah, blah, blah. He was bleeding, blah, blah, blah. There's no mention of what hand she used in her confession.
Does that matter?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
You're not making sense.
Malcolm gave me these drawings that Cynthia left for me, and he said something.
She was getting good at them. She had a great left hand.
Cynthia was left-handed.
And the person who killed her husband was right-handed?
Exactly.
But why would she confess to a murder she didn't commit?
I don't know, but that's what we need to find out, because the truth is out there, and if we don't, this will ruin us.